The sun's descent behind the rugged mountains painted the sky with hues of crimson and gold. As the last rays of light faded, adventurers converged on the majestic Sunforge Fortress, its stone walls bathed in a warm, golden glow. The crimson flags bearing the emblem of the Golden Phoenix fluttered in the gentle breeze, welcoming the weary travelers. The fortress, nestled in a verdant valley near the sea, stood as a beacon of hope for the people of the north. Its walls, illuminated by the soft light of torches, seemed to radiate a sense of safety and camaraderie. Within the great hall, the air was alive with the hum of conversation, laughter, and clinking tankards. As the night wore on, the hall grew quieter, and the adventurers retired to their quarters, their footsteps echoing through the corridors. The fortress slumbered, its occupants dreaming of the battles to come. In the stillness of the night, the memories of the past lingered. The fortress's history was etched in the stone walls, a testament to the bravery and sacrifice of those who had come before. The story of the Sunforge Vanguard, a guild of adventurers dedicated to protecting the innocent, was one of valor and honor. Founded by the mighty warrior Velsel had purchased mere ruins and built what was now a palatial sea fort. The Vanguard had grown into a formidable force, its members united in their quest for justice. As the darkness receded, and the first light of dawn crept over the horizon, the fortress stirred once more. The adventurers emerged, ready to face the challenges that lay ahead, their hearts filled with determination and their spirits unbroken. The people of the north lived in despair. Fear and desperation etched on their faces. They cowered under the Queen's tyranny. The once thriving villages were now mere shadows of their former selves, their inhabitants struggling to eke out a meager existence. Viceroy Velsel now stood as a symbol of hope. His eyes, filled with the memories of his past, burned with a fierce determination. He would protect his people, no matter the cost. General Flub stood beside him, a steadfast ally, their bond forged in the fires of battle. The warriors of the Sunforge Vanguard fought with valor, their hearts filled with a sense of purpose. They were the thin line between the people and the dangers of the wild northern frontier. Queen Leona's rule was marked by a stark disregard for the welfare of her people. The northern capital, a symbol of her power, stood in stark contrast to the poverty and neglect that plagued the surrounding lands. The queen's priorities were clear. The nobility enjoyed luxuries, while common folk struggled to survive. Villages were scarce and far between, with inadequate access to basic necessities. Food was stretched thin and rationed. Malnourishment ran rampant through the city. Merchants avoided the treacherous routes, undeveloped and unprotected, leaving the people to fend for themselves. The queen's actions were seen as a catalyst for growing discontent among her subjects. Her alliance with a mysterious cult, rumored to worship dragons, further fueled speculation about her intentions. As tensions escalated, the Sunforge Vanguard emerged as a beacon of hope for those seeking protection and justice. Their actions, aimed at aiding villages and escorting caravans, stood in direct contrast to the Queen's neglect of her people. Queen Leona's relationship with the cultists was shrouded in mystery. Her advisors whispered warnings about the cult's dark rituals and the Queen's growing obsession. The cultists, with their promises of power and control, had insinuated themselves into the Queen's inner circle. The Queen's fascination with the cult's leader, a charismatic figure claiming dragon bloodline heritage, grew stronger with each passing day. Together, they conspired to harness the power of dragons, bending them to the Queen's will. The cultists' influence spread, corrupting the Queen's judgment and fueling her paranoia. As the Queen's reliance on the cultists deepened, her actions became increasingly erratic. The people of the North suffered, and the Sunforge Vanguard prepared to defend against the coming storm. The Queen's descent into madness was mirrored by the darkness that surrounded her, a darkness that threatened to consume everything in its path. Queen Leona's eyes gleamed with madness as she stood before her subjects, her voice rising to a frenzied pitch. "This is the era of dragons," she declared, her words dripping with megalomania. The crowd's gasps and screams were music to her ears, fueling her delusions of grandeur. As the last remnants of daylight vanished, the Sunforge Fortress came alive with torchlight, casting a warm glow on the stone walls. The great hall buzzed with conversations, laughter, and clinking tankards. rumors spread about Queen Leona's actions. She had made declarations, and dragons were seen circling the city. The people were frightened. The Sunforge Vanguard prepared to defend their home. Their bravery was tested as waves of soldiers and dragons attacked the fortress. The battle raged on for weeks. After the battle and Queen Leona was vanquished, Viceroy Velsel's fate was uncertain. Some said he didn't survive. Others claimed he was changed. General Flub made a deal with a powerful deity and used a spell to bring Velsel back. However, the person who returned was a woman named Cyril, with Velsel's memories. Cyril, with her newfound identity, used her magic to rebuild the Sunforge Sea Fort. Everything was well for the Sunforge Alliance until the godlike entity known as the Devourer, a being of immense power that existed beyond the fabric of space and time. Its presence was felt throughout the cosmos, striking fear into the hearts of mortals and gods alike. The Devourer was said to be an ancient entity, born from the chaos of the universe's creation. It fed on the energy of entire galaxies, leaving destruction and desolation in its wake. Its power was so great that it could manipulate the fabric of reality, warping space and time to its will. The Devourer's motivations were unknown, but its actions were clear. It sought to consume all in its path. When the Devourer threatened the world of the Sunforge, the leaders of the guild knew they had to act. They used their combined magical abilities to send the Sunforge Hall through a rift in space and time, hoping to escape the entity's notice. In the midst of chaos, Cyril's magic swirled around her, a manifestation of her turmoil and determination. Her eyes flashed with anger and sadness, but her will remained unshaken. She would defend her people, even if it meant sacrificing everything. The spell, known as the Temporal Shift, was a desperate gamble. It required immense magical energy and the sacrifice of the guild's leaders. The Temporal Shift sent the Sunforge Hall to a distant continent, a place of untamed wilderness and mystery. The guild's few remaining members were left to pick up the pieces, rebuilding their lives in a new world while facing new challenges and dangers. The Devourer's true nature and motivations remained a mystery, but its impact on the world of the Sunforge was undeniable. The guild's leaders had given their lives to save their people, and the survivors were left to carry on their legacy.